Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Our guest today on Health Matters is once again Dr. Tom Wyda, a regular and one of our favorite guests on this program. It is a podcast. It's an entire interview that you can watch on WVUA23.com or the University Medical Center website as well. And of course, we use portions of these interviews on our Health Matters segments that are used on WVUA 23 News at 5, 6, and 10. So we're glad you're back with us, Tom. Dr. Wyda, we're glad you're back with us as well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Boy, there for a while, we just did a string of every day we did COVID stories, and every day we ask you all to give us some time to talk to us, and we did segments after segments about COVID. Now we're at a place where another booster vaccine is available. Generally, from what you've heard and what you know, how is it being received, and are people lining up to get it, or are we worried that not enough people are getting it?
Unfortunately, people are not lining up to get it. Basically, probably only about 10% of the population has actually gotten the bivalent vaccine. And I think a lot of that is they're just not really aware that there's a vaccine that's now available that covers two strains. That's what bivalent means. And that it's available and is very effective. And so they feel, oh, the COVID pandemic has passed, everybody is healthy, they're not getting sick. Well, we're still seeing COVID. And so it's still important to get that vaccine, because we fear there may be another surge just around the corner.
I know you know and probably can appreciate, some people might be a bit confused with some mixed messaging. President of the United States one day in a soundbite, he may have had to pull back on it a bit, said, COVID is over, the pandemic's over. And we want to hear that. We're more than happy to accept that COVID is over. It simply is not over. It's still out there, and people are dying every week in the United States.
Correct. It's still there. It's still around, much less than when we had it in February.
Sure.
Where the hospitals were overloaded and you couldn't get in and people were really very, very sick. Now we're in Alabama, probably about 250 hospitalizations a day are due to COVID-19, which is very low rate. But it still is a disease that has, I feel, a very high mortality. When you look at the national averages, they have not changed. Basically, if you've got COVID, 1% of those people, 1 to 2% of those folks who get COVID will die.
I've probably said this to you in the past. I trust the kids at fast food restaurants to give me a hamburger. So certainly I'm going to trust medicine. I'm going to trust people I trust, like you and Dr. Friend and my personal physician at University Medical Center, who say, get these shots, so I do. What is your guidance specifically to people who maybe didn't get any vaccines at all, or they got the first one, then didn't go back? Is the interruption in the vaccine process a reason to not get this vaccine? No matter your situation, you'd advise a healthy person with their doctor's guidance to get this vaccine?
Well, first, you need to have gotten the primary series.
So you do have to have
those. So you should get the primary series. Now, it doesn't matter which primary series you get.
And if they haven't got it, they could go back and get it.
They can go back and get it. And so that would be a monovalent vaccine for the primary series. At least that's what's recommended currently. Then after you've had your primary series, or even after you've had other boosters, as long as there's been a 2-month separation, you can get this bivalent vaccine.
You know, I love free advice when I have you available to me. I got the first shot. I got two boosters since then. I got COVID. Wasn't too bad. Got through it fine. That's been in August. I'm a prime candidate to be sure to get this one too now, because my protection from back in August is probably gone or about gone.
Correct. Even if you've had COVID in the past, getting the bivalent vaccine will give you better immunity than having had the COVID virus infection itself.
Does this apply to all ages, young people, children, adults?
Basically, it's indicated, this bivalent is indicated from 5 years old and up. And so it's not for under five. The real young children may not have as good of an immune response as you get into adolescence. It gets to be much better and more of an adult type response.
Is the amount of the actual liquid amount of the vaccine the same for all ages, or is it lesser for young children?
It's variable.
It does vary based on age, size, weight, and all of that. Where I think I've asked you this before, on the optimism meter, where you're very concerned over here and you feel pretty good in the middle, and over here you feel great about the future as we deal with COVID. Where are you? Cautiously optimistic? How would you classify your thinking on this right now?
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think it's going to be around. I think it's going to be sort of like the flu, where it would be best to get a vaccine every year. Most likely that will be what happens, just because of the way the immunity is and the type of virus it is. But, you know, I don't think, and I hope, we don't get another surge like we did in February of this year, because that was really awful. It strained the healthcare system, and a lot of people died that should not have died, because they should have gotten vaccines back then.
You have good staff at UMC that deals with insurance companies and payments and co-payments and all of that, but money is tight. Inflation is a real challenge for a lot of families right now. COVID vaccines for a long time were totally free. No one paid for them. Now, there might be some charges. Do you know any guidance on trying to find an inexpensive or even possibly a free COVID shot, or is that just too broad of a question to ask a physician?
Well, I believe for sure the Alabama Department of Public Health, any of the public health facilities still are giving those free.
Okay.
I think the vaccine itself is still free, but the administration fee is not.
There, you might still have a copay and all that, just for right. The doctor's visit and all of that. Anything
but,
else?
But that may run out. That free supply may run out, because that has not been reapportioned by the legislature.
I remember back in the peaks of COVID, we talked about this may be something that's just going to be with us for a long time. Just like we had a flu vaccine every year, we may need this vaccine too. Are you still thinking that's probably going to be the case?
Yeah, I think we may need to get regular boosters on this. And a lot of vaccines that we've had as children, we now have to get regular boosters. Tetanus is a prime example. That should be given every 10 years. Yep. Initially, mumps, measles, and German measles didn't feel needed a booster, but then we started seeing outbreaks in folks going back to college, and so now there's a second booster that is for that shot. So it's not unusual to have a booster.
Dr. Whiter, we always appreciate your time, your expertise. Every subject we talk to you about, we learn a great deal, and we appreciate your expertise, your time to sit down and talk with us. Thank you, sir.
Well, I thank you, and you know, they used to call me Captain COVID. I don't think
I
I've lost that at all, because I'm still pushing the proper thing to do. Get the vaccine. If you're in crowded environments, wear a mask.
And I know it'll be fine with you, as much as we enjoyed those segments with Captain COVID. It'll be fine with you if that does fade away over time, if we can continue to handle it in a smart, professional way.
Absolutely. It'd be great.
Thank you, Dr. Whiter.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.